Well, praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
This morning we wanted to give a brief report on the college effort that we've been involved with and the value of the houses around the campus.
Amen.
So my wife and I moved near the campus about 5 years ago, and last fall we began a college meeting in our home. And the first meeting was pretty sparse. It was about three students, I think, Jerome and some of the others. Since then, it's grown pretty steadily. Last Monday night, we had 10 students. So we're real encouraged that this is a real way to gain students and to keep the church kids that we have among us.
Amen.
So the church bought the house across the street from where I live, and we looked to the Lord that this house could also be very useful for the college work. The Hernandez have moved in there, and it's wonderful to have saints right across the street from us.
Amen.
So there's a number of other saints that live around the campus, Samuel and Haley Ting, Michael and Hayoung Wang, and Eddie and Jenny Guerrero live right across the street from the campus. So it's really good to have a number of saints in that area. It really changes the atmosphere, and it makes any one of these homes more attractive to the students. So we really thank the Lord that he was able to give us this house across the street. So anyway, we really thank the Lord for the college work that's underway there.
Amen.
Continue to pray, because it's not just about houses, it's about the prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is what brings in the fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
And following that view that Dexter gave us, just a report, we've prayed a lot, and we've advanced a lot relative to the Lord's work there. I think it's really been amazing. He mentioned that there were 10 at this college meeting, but in addition to that, when we were putting a list together of saints to pray for, we had like 29 students on the list. This is a great satisfaction to the Father.
Amen.
That so many could, you know, however the Lord leads, they would get food.
Amen.
They would be fed with the supply in the Bible. The Bible study on the campus has just been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And really something that you can just sense the Lord's blessing is there. So we wanted to fellowship a little further about how, as the Lord advances, we have some financial needs among us, but and including, you know, the expense of acquiring this property and how the Lord is benefiting from that. But I wanted to, my real burden was to speak from the context of our view of all of our labor and our living in the church life. Now, I'll write down what the amount of our financial need is, but our view is totally different regarding what our life is on the earth for.
Amen.
And it really definitely relates to the events that we're seeing in the news. The coronavirus, for one. You know, we should be people who are crystal clear about what the events of the world mean. What is the significance of, say, this epidemic, this illness that's sweeping through the earth? Is it just, you know, a biological phenomenon? Actually, I was thinking a lot about Daniel, the book of Daniel, and our brother Daniel. He, because he knew God's word and knew God's prophecy, and knew what God wanted to accomplish, everything was significant to him. he would see something, and we need to be this way. We should understand what's happening in the world. You know, when Brother Lee was with us, he said he would read 3 newspapers a day, observing and seeing, but not just seeing just for knowledge and wondering, wow, what should I do? We should see and we should also know. We should have a clear realization, like this kind of tribulation. We should know there is the coming judgment. The Lord is coming to judge the situation, the corruption, the whole world needing God's government.
Amen.
This kind of tribulation is clearly God's governmental hand on us. And I mean us collectively as the whole human race. We have to see that. We have to really know that. This is what we see in God's Word. That the Lord is preparing to return to the earth. These are birth pangs in preparation to the Lord coming. And what is He coming as? He's coming as the Son of Righteousness. He is coming bringing a righteous judgment to the earth. This is what He does. This is the kingdom coming. This is the gospel, not just of grace, but the Lord said, this gospel of the kingdom is what He is proclaiming on the whole earth. And when it is fully proclaimed, then that reality will be manifested. Right now, the kingdom is somewhat hidden. The reality is here, but its manifestation is what's coming. That's what we see in God's Word, particularly the book of Matthew. So, we want to see what's happening and to have clear realization from God's Word to know what this means and know what's coming. And the response it should generate in us, when we see and we know, we should have a fear and trembling that we would work out our salvation. We should have that sensation. Lord, I'm under Your governmental hand.
Amen.
I'm under Your ruling, and I want to be ready.
Amen.
This is our burden, that we would have this realization, that we would have even a fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? This isn't an anxiety. This isn't fear of being hit on the head. This is a loving consideration of the Lord in every aspect of our living.
Amen.
We would think about the Lord. We would trust Him. We would love Him and revere Him in every part of our life.
Amen.
This is the healthy fear of the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what it means to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, like Paul says in Philippians. In fact, there's a clear speaking. The Lord Jesus, He feared God more than anyone. So He considered the Father in everything.
Amen.
This is the living that we should be brought into. So this current situation with the coronavirus, brothers and sisters, I had a realization. We want to be ready. And in the book of Matthew, as far as being ready, there's 2 aspects of being ready that the Lord lays out to us. First, He tells us, these are the signs that are the signs of My coming. And I want you to be ready. How should you be ready? By being watchful in life and faithful in service.
Amen.
Watchful in life. This is the parable, the first parable in Matthew 25 of the 10 virgins. They were watching to be paying the price to gain the oil.
Amen.
That means we would do what it takes. Give the Lord the way in our being that His Spirit could fill us. That He could make home in every part of our heart.
Amen.
So we pay the price. What does pay the price mean? Think about it. Brothers and sisters, I had this realization. I need to realize now is the time to pay the price. To give the Lord the room in those parts of our heart that maybe I've resisted Him. You know, is there someone that I've not forgiven? I'm hanging on to that offense. It's time to give it up, brothers and sisters. It's time to pay that price. Give the Lord that part of our heart and say, Lord, I didn't think I could do it, but I open to You. I give You that room.
Amen.
What if there may be something else we're hanging on to. Open to the Lord.
Amen.
Pay the price to buy the oil.
Amen.
This is to be watchful in life. The other parable is that the Lord has given us things. He's given us gifts. He's given, the parable is, the Lord gives His slaves some talents. Each one has a talent. Each one of us in this room, we've been given a talent from the Lord.
Amen.
Some ability. And even some material things. We need to be faithful to use those things for the Lord's interest. Invest them. Don't just hang on to them. And there's a few matters that I would say we need to be definitely faithful in. The first faithfulness in service is what? The first service of a believer is to come to the meeting. To be with the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
When you read the lessons on the new believers, you know, the first item of our service, we should realize, is that we meet together.
Amen.
Do not abandon it. The assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
Particularly when you see that day appearing. And you know what? It's clear. It gets harder and harder to do all these things. The price gets higher. But the grace is sevenfold intensified.
Amen.
I don't mean that we do things foolishly. No, we need to take care of washing our hands, not getting sick. But there will be more and more challenges to our fulfilling our being faithful in service.
Amen.
The other is that we need to go to preach the gospel.
Amen.
This is our time. We've been invested. We've been given the gospel.
Amen.
We need to go. You know our brother Sherman, you know where he's at? At the risk of his life, he and Diane are traveling to Paraguay. They are going to the training in Kakupe, Paraguay. That's where the full-time training is. He's going to give some lessons there. You know what? He's going. He's investing the talent. He can speak Spanish. Do you know that? He's fluent. And he has a gift to minister. He is investing his talent. Eagerly, aggressively. Praise the Lord. We all have an ability. We have some service. Piano sisters, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are investing. You're functioning. We should do this.
Amen.
The big thing, the cleaning. It's not, you know, some do have a function like Sherman. Others have other talent. We each have a talent. We should invest.
Amen.
We also have been given material things. We need to be faithful with our material things the Lord has given us. Where did those things come from? You know what? When I was born, you know what I came into the world with? Zero! Nothing! This, not a single thread. But today, you know, I'm fully clothed. I have a car. I have a house. I have material things. The Lord gave us everything we have in our hand. We have to be faithful. Those things should be for His interest.
Amen.
We should invest those things. Open our homes. We have finances. We should give to the Lord's needs. Anyway, that's our burden. We should see the situation, be under the full, clear realization of what this means, and be watchful and faithful. Praise the Lord. So, let me be a little more specific about our current financial need. Okay, I'm going to write some things on, some numbers on the board here. So, two needs that currently the church in Bellevue has right now. Definitely. Now, related to the campus labor, we acquired that house. And that house, the purchase price was $850, and then with improvements and so on, let's just say it's about, the total is $880,000. $880,000. That's what it has been as far as what the church has needed. And for that, praise the Lord, $352,000. This is some offerings that have already been given related to property. And that has been used for this house. And then from our reserves, $70,000. And then that balance, $450,000. This is what it has, So this is the reserves. And this is the remainder that we have through financing, through loans, put together to come up with that amount. And then the property that we're on here, the parking lot project, that Total cost for that project, $160,000. So the current need in the church, $610,000. So that is what we wanted to present with you. That's our current situation financially. As I said, this has been financed, but we want to pay that back. We don't want to just let it sit there. And you know, the building we're enjoying right now, that also went through the same process. We had some gifts, we had some loans, and then we paid that off, and now we're enjoying that. This is financed, but this is the current need for the contract that we're having the contractor do all the work on the parking. So please take this to the Lord, and in these times, just be faithful to the Lord. Watchful in life and faithful in service, even regarding the material things that we've been given. Amen. And we'll fellowship more and just give you an update of how the finances are going, but that's the current situation. Praise the Lord.